The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God, for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. Now, after 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. So this has been an interesting week. This was the last week of pregnancy for our daughter Ariana and her husband Nathan. It was a collective activity between the two of them from the beginning. Nathan has learned more patience in the process. And one of the things that is interesting about my daughter and son-in-law is that they have been pondering the name of their child in their hearts for over 9 months and not letting anybody know what it was going to be. So being a buzzy little family on Twitter and instant messaging and any other way they could communicate with the couple, they started offering recommendations. On my Echo, there's even a thing you can do that will give you names. So we were listening to names, hundreds, I can't even believe how many names there are, and offering them those names as possibilities. The day that he was born, little boy, 6 pounds, 11 ounces, 19 inches, he was nameless to all but his mother and father. And finally, during the day of his birth at 2:34 in the afternoon, December 28th, the name was given. His name is Wolf Mac Blumenfeld James. Now, I'm sure, as I heard from somebody at the 8 o'clock, that would not be their preferred name. Here's an interesting question. Does the name define the child, or does the child define the name? It's an important question. It's an important question because on this day we celebrate what? The holy name of Jesus. And when the question is asked, who gives this child's name to him, what's the answer? The angels gave it to him. Joseph normally has naming rights as the father, right, in those days. But an angel gave the name, and according to our collect, God gave Jesus this name. A name can define you, or you can redefine the name. Think about his name, Jesus. It means Yahweh salvation. It also is sometimes spoken Joshua. Anybody remember Joshua from the early Testament? Remember how peaceful he was when he went into the promised land? So we have an understanding of Joshua that has some violence in it. that salvation is defined by how you can enforce God's will in the world. So I don't think it's an accident that God names this child of peace and nonviolence Joshua, Jesus, Yahweh's salvation. I am who I am, salvation, reality. Will Jesus define the name, or will he be defined by the name? The reason we celebrate today as the naming of Jesus is not because it's his birthday or anything else. It's because God, through Jesus, is changing the way we are to understand who God is. It is not a God of violence, wrath, unwillingness to forgive unless he gets back. Not a Janus-faced God who you can please if you say the things he likes, and you can enrage if you say the things he doesn't like. This Jesus reproduces in us, in our history, the reality of God. And that reality is spelled out in our first reading from Philippians, right? He is a God who empties God's self of all that it is to be God in order to produce love, life, grace, forgiveness, and peace, and to bring us all together in a way that doesn't exclude anyone. That's a lot to live up to for a small child with an old dad and a young mom in a land that was occupied by the Romans. And so it's not a mistake that the writers of our liturgy and the selection of our readings picked this reading from Philippians 2, 5 through 11. I could ask you where you heard that one before. When is it read other than this? On Passion Sunday, when the very nature of God in Christ on the cross is defined as the one who empties God's self, who doesn't exact revenge or punishment, but pours God's self out for the salvation of the whole creation, not just a part, but the whole. He is not the Joshua of the promised land. He is the Joshua of the kingdom of heaven, where wolves lie down with lambs. Jesus' life is defined in his name, and he defines his name through his life. And the church celebrates today this giving of a name. It's not just a great birthday. It is a substance of who we are. Think about this. I'm looking at little Wolf, and I'm not calling him Wolfie. My wife can call him Wolfie. He's Wolf. I'm looking at Wolf, and I'm thinking, I looked like that once. I mean, I saw him the day he was born, and I wondered how many of the cells in this child are going to be there when he's 70. And the answer is none. That who he is as he grows up is at the cost of an emptying of those cells to give him life, but it's also including their death, isn't it? We are kenotic, which is the word that's used to describe Jesus emptying himself out, pouring himself out for the benefit of all of us. And we biologically are kenotic. Our bodies pour themselves out generation after generation, day after day, hour after hour, every minute, cells are dying and being born again. Until as we get older, right? Not so much. God is defining what power and wisdom are. And the power of God seems powerless to us. And the wisdom of God seems like utter foolishness. A baby? Really? A vulnerable child is the entrance of God into creation? Little Wolf, by the time he's my age, will have experienced many deaths internally, and he will also have experienced many deaths externally, right? Those of us who are old enough have seen many deaths in our lives. But he hopefully will also see the life that God pours out for him in the lives around him. I've watched his mom and dad lovingly stick through some very difficult times in the last 5 years that they were trying to get pregnant with his child. The last 3 days and 4 days have been challenging for both mom and dad. And my wife, bless her heart, who has the stage 4 cancer stuff and broken back and heart problems and strokes and stuff, for the last 4 days has been up and out the door and driving to St. John's Hospital and spending 6, 7, 8 hours with her grandchild and holding that child and staring into that child's face and offering all that she can offer, which is her presence, which is her love, which is the look of love shared with that child. It is those looks of love that God shares with us that says to each one of us, I love you. I care for you. You're not a mistake. You're here for a purpose. Your strength will be known in your vulnerability. Your wisdom will be known in how you love one another. That's what this little baby is carrying forward. Not only Wolf, but Jesus. And as we celebrate Jesus' birth, we anticipate that moment where he gives up his life for the sake of all, no exceptions. It's not something that we want to think about during our life. Life insurance makes me really uncomfortable because it says something, doesn't it? The end is near, perhaps. It is what we do between that moment when we take our first breath and we see the eyes of love looking at us, and our last moment of breath, where we give back to God what God has given to us, that makes all the difference. It is how we and our name defines that name. It is how we become known by the love that we share that has been shared with us. There's a lot of talk about glorifying God. To glorify God is to make God larger. In Jesus, God's heart was enlarged to take us all in. In Jesus' womb, her heart was enlarged. In creation, all of creation celebrated the coming of reality that knew at its very heart, whose it was. Celebrates Jesus' coming in history, which redefines all measures of wisdom and power. And it comes to each one of us, in our hearts, as Jesus grows from an infant to an adult, Jesus grows in each one of us. Merry Christmas. Amen.